Hello.
Hello, my name is Adelia Alvarado. I am calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion service about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything. I'm not asking for a donation. May I speak with Mary Martinez?
This is her.
All right. Would you like to keep the communication in Spanish? I mean, in English or Spanish?
English.
Sam. So you, just to be sure, you are Mary Martinez?
Yeah.
First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Okay. Okay. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
I don't think so this year.
Okay. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skipping voting for city and county offices when you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices like Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote for those offices?
50-50.
Yes, ma'am. Are you or anyone in your household, oh, hold up, Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Yes. Generally speaking, do you think that the things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off the wrong track?
Gone off.
Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding you vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Water policy, inflation and cost of living, homelessness,
cost of living.
Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. For example, Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Okay. Steve Brando.
Never heard of him.
Joe Biden.
I can't stand him, so however you want to put that.
Okay. Given Newsom.
He's 50-50.
Gary Brutophil.
Don't know who that is.
Paul Dictas.
Don't know who that is.
Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Dion Bordes on board, Paul Dickhouse and County Assessor Recorder Steve Randall, County Supervisor and Businessman Gary Brunelfield, Businessman and City Council Member and Brice Herrera, for whom would you vote? Dion Brandel, Paul Dixon, County Assessor Recorder Steve Bundle, County Supervisor and Businessman Gary Brunelfield, Businessman and City Council Member, or Brice Herrera?
None of them.
Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean, Dion Brasso, Paul Dickhouse, and County Assessor Recorder Steve Brandel, County Supervisor and Businessman Gary Brunelfield, Businessman and City Council Member, or Brice Herrera?
None of them.
How would you rate the job being done by Gary Brunelfield as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandel as County Supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thinking again about the March primary, I am going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who is Democrat. Who is a Democrat?
No.
A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornography materials from the county library.
Who has removed them?
Yes.
Then no.
A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Yes.
A candidate who is 80 years old?
No.
A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional?
Yes.
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
Yes.
A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fees for Fresno residents?
Yes.
A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartments, buildings, and condos.
Yes.
Next, I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for candidates.
Okay.
Paul Dickhouse currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dixas will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for Paul Dickhouse for county supervisor?
Fair. Sure. A fair chance.
Fair chance. Okay. Steve Brundle currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brundle has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brundle is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic materials from the county library. He will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, fair chance, or good chance?
Fair.
Gary Brutherford currently serves on the Fresno City Council. Where
okay,
he fought
now
against,
with him, there's no way.
No chance.
No.
After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Dion Bardes, Paul Dictas, and County Assessor Recorder Steve Brundle, County Supervisor, and businessman Gary Brutherfield, businessman and City Council member, and Bruce Herrera, for whom would you vote? Dion Brasso, Paul Dictal, County Assessor, Recorder, Steve Brown, County Supervisor, and Steve Mann, Gary Brutherfield, businessman and City Council member, or Bruce Herrera?
Paulie Victor.
Huh?
Paulie Victor.
Victor?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's Dion Brasso, Paul Dictal, Steve Brundle, Gary Brutherfield, Breeze Herrera.
Oh, none.
None. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean, Dion Brasso, Paul Dicta, County Assessor, Recorder, Steve, County Supervisor, Steve, and businessman, Gary Brutherfield, businessman, City Council member, or Bruce Herrera?
None.
Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Republican.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
All right. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Like the actual year itself, or like high school?
If you completed only high school, or if you actually completed it, like if you got like university degrees, you know,
high
college,
school.
Only high school?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you currently own your own home, rent your own home, or okay, own? Okay, we are finished.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
You have a good night, okay? You too.
All right, you do too.
Bye.